Sarah and Leif promised the kids donuts after dinner, but the children became obsessed. Donuts, donuts. Who was bringing the donuts? Where were the donuts now? What kind of donuts? Plain? Sprinkled? Cream-filled? One child even wrote, "When do I get the donuts?" inside his thank you card. We weren't able to use that one. In the midst of donut mania, the 8-year-old children reasoned that if their cards weren't good enough, they wouldn't get any donuts. The boys began adding intricate artwork and details to their cards. Instead of taking a few minutes to draw a donut and write their names, they created masterpieces. Meanwhile, Leif watched the clock. 5 minutes passed, 10 minutes, 15, 20. After half an hour, Leif convinced the last kid to stop working on his card so they could all launch their bottle rockets. The whole crafts hour had turned into a rushed disaster. Afterward, I couldn't get the scene of the boys' fixation on donuts out of my mind. A common early morning treat, a sticky ring of dough, became a revelation in my life, emblematic of all the distractions that lead God's children away from our ever-loving Father. I began to wonder, what are the donuts in my life? Though the words sounded silly, over the next few days I prayed, "God, what is my donut?" God began to reveal to me various spiritual detours in my life. Like donuts, distraction comes in a lot of different flavors, including work, amusement, and busyness. When I'm distracted, I spend too much energy on some activities and not enough on others. I'm not fully present nor as connected with God. Like the children and donuts, I need to be aware of the distractions that enter my life and not allow them to get the best of me. Spiritual discoveries come in the middle of the most mundane moments, during a quiet time or crafts hour with kids, but they're always worth paying attention to and learning from. Shaped through prayer. Some have said that prayer doesn't change God, but only changes us. Yet on several occasions in the Bible, God makes a concession based on a mere human request. Abraham begs God to spare the city of Sodom, and he does, at least for a time. Moses pleads for God not to destroy the Israelites for their adultery, and God decides not to bring destruction on the people. Centuries later, King Hezekiah's life is extended through repentance and prayer. Though God is omniscient, immutable, and unchanging, such stories challenge us. What if we really do have God's ear through prayer? What if our heart cries make a difference? What if prayer makes a bigger impact than we realize? What if? The mere possibility makes me want to pray all the more and persist in prayer even when I don't understand, even in the silence. For me, the invitation to seek God, know God, and ask anything, well, it's hard.